You're listening to SBS News.
The situation in Myanmar is increasingly causing alarm around the world. An independent United Nations expert claims Russian weapons being used in Ukraine are also killing people in Myanmar. UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Myanmar, Tom Andrews, is urging countries to form a coalition to target and pressure Myanmar's military government.
The international community should be coordinating their efforts to target them and then work together to implement these measures. It's not being done now, not because we don't know how to do it. We know how to do it.
Myanmar has been in crisis since the army ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government in February 2021, detaining her and other officials and launching a bloody crackdown on protests and other dissent. The UN Security Council has long been split on Myanmar, with diplomats saying China and Russia would likely shield the Myanmar military government from strong action. Mr. Andrews says a coalition of countries should instead target them with sanctions and an arms embargo.
To establish a coalition of nations who are willing to stand with and for the people of Myanmar, and establish a strategy, a coordinated strategy in which the greatest vulnerabilities of the junta are identified, their greatest weaknesses, then economic sanctions, targeted sanctions, a weapons embargo, cutting off the financial flows to this junta, eliminating any chance of legitimacy, all the elements that the junta is using to sustain itself and sustain its attacks, the international community should be coordinating their efforts to target them and then work together to implement these measures.
This follows a Myanmar military airstrike on a celebratory gathering that killed more than 60 people last week. Human Rights Watch says it amounted to crimes against humanity and should be referred to the International Criminal Court. A large crowd was attending an anniversary celebration of the Kachin ethnic minority's main political organisation when it was attacked by jet fighters. Singers and musicians were among the dead. The number of casualties appeared to be the most in a single air attack since the military seized power last year. Manny Mung from the New York-based Human Rights Watch says the UN needs to pass a resolution that enforces an arms embargo. She adds the atrocities should be referred to the International Criminal Court and says it's evident war crimes are happening.
In all of this, what we really, really want to see is more coordination efforts from countries that are concerned. We really, really need to see the UN Security Council step up. I mean, they really should be passing this resolution that enforces an arms embargo on Myanmar. And at the very least, refers the country situation to the International Criminal Court. I mean, just to be able to do that right now is like jumping through hoops. And that really shouldn't be the case because it's very evident that war crimes are happening, that crimes against humanity are happening, that people are being blown up just for celebrating their own identity.
Ms. Mung says the Myanmar military is now blocking road access and therefore preventing the injured from getting medical care.
It's horrifying that, you know, civilians would be going to something that is what they would be thinking a celebration and then have to face the horror of this. We've heard that at the very least about 60 people have been killed, hundreds injured, hundreds of others in attendance. And now the news is that those people who are injured have been blocked from getting critical medical and health care because the military junta has blocked the roads leading up to it. So people who want to help them can't even get there.
Britain last month proposed a draft UN Security Council resolution to the 15-member body that would demand an end to all violence in Myanmar, threaten UN sanctions and call on the military government to release all political prisoners, including Ms. Suu Kyi. A revised draft was circulated to the Security Council this week. If a vote is held, passing a resolution needs 9 votes in favour and no vetoes by China, Russia, the United States, France or Britain. Mr. Andrews has also criticised Malaysia for deporting dozens of Myanmar nationals, saying they will be facing, in my opinion, torture and most probably execution.
No one who has left that country running for their lives should be sent back into danger. But that is exactly what is happening right now. And I called out Malaysia specifically today in my remarks, saying that at least 100 Myanmar nationals were refiled back to Myanmar, including defectors who will be facing, in my opinion, torture and most probably execution. I'd frankly be surprised if they're alive. They're alive right now. This is outrageous. It is unacceptable. And it is a gross violation of international law.
Malaysian authorities have not yet responded. Southeast Asian foreign ministers are due to hold a special meeting in Indonesia to discuss the increasing violence in Myanmar. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.